On November 6, 2019, at about 5:36 p.m., the Juneau Police Department received a report that a 54-year-old Juneau resident, Timothy Ray Young, had kicked open a door to an apartment in the 3600 block of Amalgam Street, assaulted a person with a flare gun, shot out a window with a rifle, and then ran from the area. Witnesses told responding officers that Young had come over to the apartment and was trying to get inside. Young hit and kicked on the door while the occupants inside tried to prevent him from entering. At the time, Young was armed with a flare gun and a rifle. Young was able to get his hand through an opening in the doorway and fired the flare gun into the residence, striking the back of the hand of a 61-year-old male who was trying to keep the door closed. The flare landed on the carpet inside the apartment, causing a small fire and smoke alarms to go off. While the occupants inside the residence were trying to put out the fire, Young fired a second flare into the apartment that landed on the linoleum floor, which did not cause a fire. It was reported that Young then used a rifle to shoot out a nearby window of the residence. The 61-year-old male was able to wrestle the rifle away from Young's hand. Young then made threatening statements of having a pistol and that he was going to kill the people inside. Young left the area on foot and was last seen running into the nearby wooded area. Officers located two spent flare casings at the scene, as well as a bolt-action rifle and one spent shell casing from the rifle. The flare gun was not located. The 61-year-old male sustained minor injuries from the flare that hit his hand, but he did not require medical transport to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. On November 6, 2019, at about 11 p.m., Young called the Juneau Police Department and said he wanted to turn himself in. Shortly afterwards, officers located Young inside an apartment off of Cinema Drive. Young was placed under arrest without further incident. Young was taken to the Lemon Creek Correctional Center and charged with one count of misconduct involving weapons in the second degree and two counts of assault in the third degree, all Class C felonies. Young is currently being held without bail. This incident appears to be related to domestic violence, and the occupants of the trailer are acquaintances with Young. Two additional people were reported to be at the residence when the altercation took place, a 30-year-old male and a 28-year-old female. The female is the tenant of the residence.